greatest storm that we ever had in our life is when that we begin to seek that peace that surpasses all understanding. 28 years ago will be the 28th day of October. I walked in this house with one of the greatest loads that I had ever carried before. And I thought, Lord, I can't leave here today in the shape that I'm in. Realizing just how helpless that I was and how little that I knew about the plan of salvation. But I knew, Brother John, that there was something down on the inside that was taking place in my life that I'd never experienced before, Brother Elwood.
Lord, help him, God.
How do you know that you're lost and undone without hope? Because Apostle Paul said, he that was once alive without the law, that the commandment came and sin revived and he died. I had died in trespasses and in sin. But I knew where my hope lied. I knew that he was seated on the right hand of the Father. That I knew that he left the glories of heaven. But for one thing, and that was to come to save that which was lost. And who did that include? He said we all had sinned and come short of his glory. Listen today, and we needed something that we had lost in the fall of Adam that had to be replaced through the death of Christ upon Calvary's cross. That's the only way that we had back to the tree of life. Listen, it wasn't that I chose to sin, Brother Elwood, but it was that God made me and let me come to understand that I was lost, ruined, and undone. But the good thing was he didn't leave me out there helpless. He made a way a long time ago that he knew that man was going to sin. He knew that he was going to send his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So today you may look at the doctrines among us. We may look at things just a little different. But listen, today I believe that when we all sinned in Adam and was all made alive in Christ Jesus the Lord, I believe God knew from the beginning that the election of grace stood according to his foreknowledge, not mine, not yours, but he made a way, Brother Terry, for us to come back. Listen, it wasn't that you was born for heaven or hell and had nothing to do about it. If it had been, then he said, choose you this day whom you serve. They must have been a choice to be made. They sent me down in that valley of decision when that commandment come to me. Listen today, where was you lifted up at? He lifted my feet up out of the miry clay, and he set them up on a highway of holiness. Listen today, as long as I was in that valley of decision, there was hope for me. Why? Because I'd never been set upon that broad road that leads to eternal damnation. If you believe, once in grace, always in grace, then you must believe that you can be turned over to the hardness of heart and a reprobated mind. To what? To be damned. Listen, today there is a choice that you'll have to make. And listen, today my prayer is choose the good part that Mary chose. It's sure it lies within your reach today. You'll not just by accident go to heaven because the Lord made a way for you. You'll not get in it any other way than by the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
Raise your right arm, brother.
I don't care. The world I know don't believe that, Brother Elwood. We've got Hinduism. We got Buddha. We got Islam. That the majority of the world holds to. Has nothing to do. They don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But I'm telling you, they'll believe it if they ever see how that it looks in heaven's country. If the day comes that us people here, Brother Greg, that they would take our heads from our shoulder, we'd be willing to do that, I feel, with all my heart this morning, before you'd ever deny Him. What is life here anyway without Him? You don't have no life here. If you took Jesus out of your life, I'd rather go back to the dust from which I came than to live here in this world. But listen today, choose that good part while that you have time and opportunity. Can everybody go to heaven? If everybody can go to heaven, if they want to go to heaven. You have a choice. You have a choice to make. I prayed down in every holler on Maxie Flat. Somehow it was instilled and embedded in my mind, Brother Junior, that when the Lord would save me, that that's where I'd be, down in a holler somewhere on Maxie Flat. But that just wasn't the way the Lord done it. I never dreamed that morning whenever I left home. And don't ever question whether I was in bad shape or not. I was in the worst shape that I've ever been in my life. And I was willing to say, here it is, Lord. Just take my life. What is it anyway? But save my soul. Yeah. What benefit is life here outside of the Lord Jesus Christ?
There ain't no benefit.
There ain't even no reason to want to stay here in this world. But listen, I know this morning that we're going to be here ever how long that He has purpose for us to be here. But the best day of our life will be when we hear Him say, come you blessed of my Father, you enter you into the joys of the Lord. That was a great day, Brother Junior, 5 rows back here when I heard Him say, your sins, which are many, I freely forgive. The next summons will be different. Come, you blessed of my Father. You got a surety of that? The best heaven ever gave. Jesus and Calvary's cross. That's what it took to make us a fit subject for heaven's country. It won't matter where you're at in this world. Won't matter what your nationality is. If you're going to go to heaven, it'll be by the shed blood of Jesus Christ and nothing else. I know some may think or believe that you don't have any faith until after God has saved your soul. I question that. I'm not very smart in the scriptures, Brother Greg, but I feel like this morning that had it not been for faith, He said He dealt on to every man the measure of faith. And I believe when the Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God, then that's exactly what it means. He gave us something, Brother Junior, the evidence of things not seen. But I hope today that we'll ever one remember that measure of faith that he gave us. What you do with it is up to you as an individual. Could you have just threw it back? Said, Lord, I don't need that. Yeah, you could have done that. We all probably could have done that. But I'm glad today that it is what directed my thoughts. Do you ever think about, as a sinner, I did, Lord, what if all the things that I've been told and all the things that you wrote in this book are true and I fail to believe? Did you ever think about that? You fail to believe what God has left here in this record. Are you willing to gamble that far? No. You believe that there's a world beyond this that we all know so well here?
Yeah.
Far more realer than the one that we're in here.
Yes, sir.
You wait till that veil falls and we get to see Brother Greg, the other side of Jordan. It'll be more real than this one that we've walked here in for so many years. But listen today, the old writer said, a man born of woman is just a few days and full of trouble here. You may be fortunate to live till you're 100 years old. Methuselah stayed here 969 years. But you want to know something? His days were but a few. And I'm sure if he come back to tell you, they were full of trouble. They were full of trouble. God never meant earth to be nothing more than a dressing room. A dressing room to get ready to live forever. That's all it was ever intended to be. I sit down sometimes with Brother Yule DeBoard and we get talking about to walk out in the heavens and look up at night. Astronomy just blows my mind anyway, Brother Elwood, when I think about it. When I look right around me here and see the natural things that I behold with these eyes and know that God put it here, it amazes me. But to look beyond this planet that we dwell on here of what lays out there and what waits out there, I want you to know that it's going to be there for God's people and the beauty. We can't even, no wonder he said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has entered the heart of man the good things that the Lord has laid up for them that love and serve him this morning. When we get home to heaven, it don't change his status. He's still God, and we're still his creation, saved by his grace. And we're just moving up a little higher.
That's it.
We're moving in to a mansion.
Yeah.
As this brother said here, I may just have a cabin here, a house, but I'm looking to that mansion. Eternal. Abraham said, and I saw a city eternal in the heavens. Think about that, people. Is this real? Why do you think? I don't know how everybody else is. The older I get, the longer that I stay in the race, the more and the greater my desire is to go. I believe that, Brother Paul. I think the older we get, the less desire we have to want to stay here. I know nature. I know the Adam man. This is the only thing he's ever known, is the natural life that we have here. But I'm telling you, there's something down on the inside that's tugging and pulling at this man. Come up a little higher. That's the day I'm waiting for, Brother John. I know your good companion is gone on, and I know that that has hindered your desire to want to stay here any longer.
Yeah, I want to go.
But I've got my sights set on a city whose builder and whose maker is God, eternal in the heavens. And it's in reach of every one of you in this church house today. But he said, all that will come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit will I look, saith the Lord. You have to desire it more than life itself. And let me say to you today, this young brother that we're going to take to the water after a while, baptize him. You may think, well, why don't I, if God has saved you, why don't I go? I can tell you my experience. The day the Lord saved me here in this church house, God instilled in my mind that day to go home and tell my friends what great things that he'd done for me. But I'm just going to show you the power of Satan. Before this service was over here, it was a memorial meeting and this house was packed. They were standing around the walls and had cheers out. And he started throwing up every excuse in the world why that I shouldn't went on then to do what I know that I should have done. And I thought, well, Brother Tennis Sturgill's not here and I wanted him to help baptize me. That was one excuse. It wasn't good enough. And I went back home, and I left here that day, and you think the day that you were saved that you couldn't have a cold feeling to come back. But, Brother Junior, I left here and went back home, and I thought, well, I just won't tell nobody about it. Well, I couldn't do that either. I couldn't contain it no longer than about 7 o'clock that night. But I did make the Lord a promise. I said, Lord, wherever you let me go, I'll do what I should have already done. The next weekend, we went to the Pleasant View Church in Litchfield, Ohio, that my wife had just been saved 3 weeks before that and was baptized up there. And I went to the water up there. But I'm telling you, people, you ain't finished the work till you've been buried in that liquid grave, not to make you any more holier. That's not what it is, but it is to answer a good conscience toward God. Meaning what? Meaning that you have put your light upon the candlestick before the world and all mankind. It'd be difficult for you to try to tell your children or grandchildren how they ought to live if you've never put your light where it ought to be put. That's why that it is needful that you go and answer that good conscience. And I hope today, I've been scattered, but I hope today that you will seek out the old path, and when you find it, walk ye therein. Because it is an old way. You can't deny that. And I feel like that all of God's people, everybody that's been born again and saved by His grace, you don't need no guidance from the preaching brothers. He is your keeper. The Bible said you are no longer your own keeper, but you're kept by the power of God. And I assure you today, if you do something wrong or walk contrary, you'll be the first one that knows it. And don't ever take this approach, and I can say it from experience. Don't ever take this approach after God has saved your soul that you think you're just a perfect person. You still got sin condemned in the flesh. You'll still say things not like you done. That's not what I'm talking about, to go out and commit a sin on the death. But I'm talking about just the way we walk, talk, dress, and how we present our lives to those that are around. And don't never question whether you're being watched or not. You are being watched. And most of all, you're being watched by the one with the unseen eye. Everly knows the very intent of our heart, brother, before we speak. May God bless you.